It's a dismal and drizzly day on the East Coast today. The weather has created an appropriate mood for remembering what happened 6 years ago today, a day that dawned with hope and a crystal blue sky. The attacks of September 11, 2001, the worst terrorist attacks ever on American soil, claimed almost 3,000 victims. As that event becomes more distant, we wondered, how are you marking this day? In stray thoughts, or in vigils, or remembrance? Are you marking it at all? Join the conversation. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Our email address is talk@npr.org. And you can comment on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Terry Kozar was one of the listeners who wrote in yesterday when we asked what you're doing on this anniversary, and we have him on the air with us now. Tarek is from Williamstown, Michigan, and he hosts an internet radio station called Gridstream Productions. Welcome to Talk of the Nation, Tarek.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
So tell us what you're doing tonight.
Same thing that I do every year on the night. I stand out near the road right across from our town store in Williamston, Michigan, and I light a candle. I light a tall candle, and I let it burn, or at least try to keep it burning. Last year proved rather difficult with the rain. I'm sure tonight's probably going to be no different, down to about 2 inches. And I thank and I pray about the lives lost, about the tragedy that happened. And it's just generally a symbol that I refuse to forget, and I refuse to let others forget. I like to at least have something out there, because there's so few symbols that are left anymore that remind us.
And where did you say you're standing with the candle?
Right across from a place called Our Town Store in Williamston, Michigan. It's just a general place on a major road. I just stand right out next to the road and let the candle burn.
And do people come by and stop and talk to you or ask what you're doing?
The first couple of years, yes. The first year I actually did it because it was suggested on an internet bulletin that was posted around the internet around America. Said, you know, to stand outside with a lit candle, and so I did that. And so the first year and the second year waned a little bit. There were not as many people that stopped to talk and share memories of the time. But the past few years, there's not been a single soul that stopped, talked, or even honked their horn in recognition.
How has it been different for you each time over these 5 years in terms of your thoughts and reflections on this day?
Well, the prayers do remain the same. My thoughts on it are generally, they have shifted. At the beginning, it was, you know, I really hope to share thoughts with other people and to share prayers with other people on this. Lately, I haven't expected it as much, obviously because of the waning, the decline in people that have stopped, but I rest assured that I am reminding people, and that's the big point, is that I don't want anyone to forget that, you know, because that tragedy caused so many people to it basically didn't allow them to go about their day-to-day, to go about their evening commute, and so many lives were lost. And when I see people that are going about that evening commute, I want to remind them. And so, you know, along with my prayers, I'm thinking about that reminder. That single candle is to them, and I hope that it does remind them to send a prayer out and to really think about what happened and how vulnerable we actually are because of it.
Thank you, Tarek.
Take it for granted.
Thank you, Tarek.
Thank you.
Tarek Kozar is the host of an internet radio station called Gridstream Productions. He joined us from Williamston, Michigan. Here's an email from Kyle Hentz, also in Michigan. I'm remembering the Jersey girls and their courageous fight for truth. They have yet to get answers to their questions. I think she's talking about the women who have been fighting for victims of 9/11. So on September 11, 2007, I am lobbying for a reinvestigation of the collapse of the World Trade Center 6 years ago. There are still many, many questions not answered that the citizens of the United States deserve answers to. Since the release of the 9/11 report in July of 2004, Congress has not held a single hearing to review the flawed, deceptive, and incomplete findings of fact presented by the 9/11 Commission. No one has been held accountable, and we do not know the whole truth about what happened. You can send your mail at talk@npr.org, or you can call us at 800-989-8255 and tell us how you're marking this sixth anniversary of 9/11. Let's go to a caller now. Caller number two, I think it is. My producers are telling me Diana in Colorado. Hi, Diana.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you marking the day today?
Well, when 9/11 happened, I was at my daughter's school. I was dropping her off, and I remember that day because there were some parents that didn't know what was going on. And one parent in particular asked, and everyone was just silent because I think everyone was so surprised with what was going on, so shocked. But today I volunteered 4 hours at my daughter's school, and what it reminds me of is just the violence that's going on in our society and how immune we're becoming to it. You know, from Bailey to the tragedy that happened in Bailey to Columbine, you know, to the students at West Virginia. I think that it's important that people get involved in their community, know what's going on, and speak up when something doesn't seem right.
Thanks, Diana.
Thank you.
And let's go to Mike in Westchester. Is that Westchester, New York?
Hi, this is Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Thanks for taking my call. To answer your question, I am actually not marking September 11th today in any way, and my reasoning is because I feel that if you turn on the television or open a magazine or a paper, you hear about September 11th every day of the year. And I feel that it has become so politicized, and you see the image of the towers burning seemingly everywhere, that I feel that the media has sort of cheapened any sort of way that I would try to remember that day. And so I feel like today is not like any other day as far as I'm concerned, because you see or hear something about September 11th every 364 other days of the year.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Let's go to Helen in Utah. Hello, Helen.
Hi.
How are you marking today?
Well, it's an interesting day because it's my little sister's birthday, and she was 7. You know, 6 years ago, the day that this happened, and so today she's 13, and so for the last 6 years, every year has been a very interesting time for her, and I've always wanted her to still have a really happy, fun birthday because everyone around her is remembering this really devastating time. So it's really interesting having to balance between it being a special day for her and also it being quite a sad day for our country and for our society. So, you know, we'll obviously have birthday celebrations for her, and then more privately, we then remember in our own families and through our own prayers and in our own personal time, quiet time, you know,
Mm-hmm. It must be hard for. Is it hard for her to have this birthday that occurs on this tragic day?
You know, I've never actually asked her, and I probably should, because mm-hmm. she's now 13, which is she's a little bit more mature and can talk about it. But yeah, I think so. I remember when she was, you know, really young. People would ask her when her birthday was coming up and when's your birthday? Well, my birthday's September 11th, and you know, people were kind of taken back almost, and I was always all like, you know, just thought, oh, no, I don't want people to react to her as much. You know, like, oh, your birthday's on 9/11, mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of, you know, strange because, you know, people don't realize that, yeah, things do still move forward, and, you know, I understand that some people don't want there to be a normal, regular day, and other people don't want to remember, and I was in college, 9/11, and it was a really hard day because I still had to go to my job mm-hmm. on campus, and I still had classes, and I half expected everything to just stop and shut down, and it didn't happen, and that was hard for me. And I remember thinking, well, you know, I still got a paper that my professors are still going to expect it. And that was a hard reality for me.
Thank you, Helen.
You know, and that's just how it is. I mean, you know, that's just life. I still keep moving forward, and it's trying to, remember the positive and at the same time try to prepare ourselves for the future. So,
thank you, Helen, and wish your sister happy birthday for us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Now let's go to Rick in Princeton, New Jersey, I presume?
Yeah. I mean, the thing that strikes me the most is how can people be filled with this much anger? And how can they blame the American people for all the messes that are in the Middle East? I mean, I just, you know, I don't comprehend that. I look at the situation, I say, well, look, you know, we are in Iraq, and that's a mistake, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, there's innocent people in the World Trade Center that got killed for nothing, you know?
How are you marking the day today, or do you do anything special on this day each year?
Well, I had friends in the World Trade Center. Fortunately, they escaped, you know? And I'm not marking it anyway. I'm sort of thinking about, you know, trying to reflect on the effects that American foreign policy have on the world, you know? And, you know, what the solution is, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough question. Thanks, Rick.
Okay,
thanks for your call. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Here are some emails that we've gotten. This one from Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm something of an amateur singer. I know of a coffee house which has an open mic session this evening. I have friends who are songwriters, and they produced a number of songs in the week after the attack. I'm going to sing a few of their songs tonight. That's from Margaret Middleton in Little Rock, Arkansas. And this from Mike McGrew in Bexley, Ohio. He says, I would like to forget 9/11. The reason is not the loss of American lives at the time, but that President Bush used it as an excuse to wage an immoral and unjust war, resulting in orders of magnitude more loss of lives. Let's go now to Lupe in Lodi, California. Hi, Lupe.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you marking this day?
Well, today specifically, I'm one of the few people that's just kind of driving around with their headlights on, and I'm really noticing the people that have their lights on and the people that don't. There's really not that many that have their headlights on, but so it's kind of a, I don't know, not a very big thing to do, but the other thing that I actually do in a broader sense is my daughter was 2 years old on 9/11, and I remember when I was in, I think it was middle school, maybe elementary school, I had an assignment where I had to go around and ask a handful of adults, you know, where were you the day that Kennedy was assassinated, and what were your feelings? And I've always remembered that assignment, and so I'm imagining that when my daughter is in junior high or whatever, that she might be given the assignment, you know, go around and ask a handful of adults, where were you on 9/11 and what were your feelings? And so as the years have gone on, I've actually kept newspapers on the day that it happened, you know, the day that, well, the next day and the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And as events unfold, I've been putting aside newspapers so that when she's older, you know, if my memory fades or I don't quite remember how things panned out, that I think it'd be kind of neat for her to be able to see the newspaper as it was. And being in Lodi, California...
Thanks, Lupe. Thank you. Thanks for your comment. One more email. The virtual world Second Life has several 9/11 memorial sites on it. I visited two sites today and observed many others doing the same. I noted that over 10,000 people, avatars, have visited these sites to date. One site had photos and names of all the victims, and people avatars were placing flowers there. Another site had full-scale ethereal replicas of the World Trade Towers with a memorial, and other people could sit and reflect on that day. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.